Tuesday's shooting down by Turkey of a Russian jet on its Syrian border is the worst incident between a NATO member and Moscow in half a century. Wednesday saw the Turks trying to de-escalate the situation while maintaining their absolute right to defend their borders, while Moscow was talking tough. The incident cost the Russians the lives of two aircrew, one of the Su-24 pilots and a helicopter rescue team member. President Vladimir Putin's condemned what he called Turkish duplicity. The problem's not the tragedy which we faced yesterday, the problem is deeper. We and others have watched how the Turkish authorities have pursued politics of Islamization inside their country for many years. On Tuesday, he directly accused Turkey of being in league with ISIL and supporting terrorism, and his foreign minister called off a planned visit to Ankara. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, at a business conference in Istanbul on Wednesday, sought to deflect these criticisms. Turkey does not support tensions, crisis or hostility. Turkey is always on the side of peace, diplomacy and dialogue. We will continue to maintain this attitude.
Bundan sonra da biz bu tavrımızı koruyacağız.
Russia does not intend to remain vulnerable to air attack. On Wednesday, it said it was deploying its latest anti-aircraft missile system, the S-400, to its Hemeim airbase in Syria. Hemeim is one of three airbases Russia has recently expanded or developed in western Syria, from which to conduct its air support of the Bashar al-Assad regime.